Welcome back, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, January 6th, 2025. I have your host, James, here. We're spending the hour with our good friends from the Wood County Sheriff's Department. We have Sheriff Sean Becker in with us, along with Lieutenant Nate Dean. And Sean, we got a couple of things we want to touch on here, but what we got, Nate, and we've been kind of started that conversation. Yeah. There were some other reasons you wanted to bring him in and some things you wanted to highlight about what he's doing and what our departments are doing.
Yeah, like I'd mentioned, he oversees a lot of our recreational patrols. He works with Matt Souza on that. And like I said, snowmobile patrol comes to mind, but it's like the second year in a row. I don't know if the trails are going to even open. It's just, it's weird, but he does oversee all that. And he also oversees our Native American grant too that we've had for many years that he gets out and does a lot of community outreach with that as well.
Nate, could you tell us what that grant is specifically and how that has impacted the departments here in Wisconsin and just police force in general?
Yeah, absolutely. So what it's called, it's the County Tribal Law Enforcement Agreement. And what that does is it's an agreement between us and here, the Ho-Chunk Nation. And it gives us the ability to, have a cooperation with the Ho-Chunk Nation and an agreement to patrol and provide service to the tribal lands within Wood County. Likewise, in other counties, Sauk County, Jackson County, that have Ho-Chunk Nation lands in them, this is agreement and a grant through the state of Wisconsin that gives us the ability to patrol those lands and work in cooperation with their police department.
When it comes to the building those bridges between our Native American communities and so much of the other communities or any of this, anything to do with that, and that I insert name, like any community in this community, building that bridge sounds great. That's a great idea. This also has other notes of it, too, to me. And this is something that you and I have talked about as well, Sean, where the old days of doing things of we got to have credit for this bust or something like that. We're not really seeing that anymore. Just at least speaking here in central Wisconsin, where it's sharing of information and like, hey, we just want to take care of it. We just want to get the bad people off the street. Mm-hmm. It's not so much about who gets credit. The idea of our reservations and having more communication there and sharing of information, that seems to be just the little bit of homework I've been able to do and read on this. It does seem like that's happening more and more. And I don't mean to say that like that was a gigantic issue or there ever was this thing going on, but there was some, I don't want to say miscommunication, not uncommunication going on there, where that seems to be getting healthier and better. This grant seems to be a help in that too.
No, absolutely. We've had it for many, many years. Yeah. And what Nate's done throughout the past several years is not just focusing on the patrol aspect of the grant, all right, and working in cooperation with their police department, but is getting out in the community and doing community events. Something that comes to mind a couple of years ago, they needed a new basketball hoop on some of their property near the casino. And just by noticing that, hey, you need a new a backboard, and we were able to purchase that and get out and just play basketball with the kids. That's kind of the concepts that he's been building upon, not just the aspect of being reactive with patrol, but being proactive and getting out there so, the people can see us and we're not just a person in a squad car and a uniform and a badge. No, we're regular people too and getting out there, especially with the youth. I think that's really, really huge because that impression that you can get, that positive impression on a law enforcement officer as a younger person, can really have an impact on someone because you don't know, whoever it might be, what their home life is and maybe what, interaction they've had with law enforcement wasn't so positive, not because of their behavior, but because of somebody else's behavior, whether it's a parent or sibling or a good friend. You see something and action is being taken because of their behavior that might not be so positive, but here are some ways that we can get out there and just by doing something, with them. And I think it was an awesome idea that, you see the need of, they need a new backboard, hey, let's get them one, and we paid for that. And then we installed it and then, and had an awesome day of just hanging out with the kids.
To me, it's above and beyond work, and it's part of what we appreciate. It's part of what we back about you all, and so often. It's also, again, coming back to something that we kind of touched on, you and I, Nate, a little bit, but we've talked about before, Sheriff, and the applications being down, if you will, no matter the department or no matter where we're talking about in the country, not just here in central Wisconsin. This is also another recruiting tool. This is another opportunity, another avenue that maybe a resource that hasn't been tapped often in life, but is in more so in recent years and everything, and where we're seeing more of that. And I talk a lot about representation, how important that matters in life and in society. I was a little kid, and Horshack was pretty much the only guy I saw on TV that looked or sounded anything like me or anything like that. And how I saw very little of that in the police force or anything in Chicago where I was from. And I thought that was pretty noteworthy, coming from a melting pot like that. And yet I didn't see a lot of that. That ain't like the way anymore. It's changed. There is. It's not surprising anymore to see insert name again of any creed, any culture, any sex doing this. That's vital for our police departments around the country and everything. So this grant has a lot of levels to it that I think can be impactful, not just in our area, but just in general. And it's great to hear, man. It's nice work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bring up, we talked about, the applications are down a bit, but I'm going to tell you what is really, awesome or cool for me to see. We're not getting the level of interest. I think it's improving quite a bit the last couple of years that we're getting more applications for getting into this profession. But what you're seeing, at least our department, is, we're starting to hire some of our members' kids.
That's cool.
That is cool. And, just thinking about that, we just hired Haley Zwislin, and her dad's a local, Chris, is a local state trooper. Hmm. And we interviewed her, and she had a great interview, and like, okay, that's our next person we want to hire. But then you just think about the background, Haley grew up with a law enforcement family, and, Ted Ashbeck, his son is one of our deputies. John Matthews' daughter also is one of our deputies. And just to see that interest of, a law enforcement family. And Ted would tell you, I didn't want my son to be a cop. I'm like, well, why not? Let them make their own. And, it's really cool to see Teddy. And they've been on the show before, go to college, and kind of figure out, hey, what do I want to do? And then come back to, no, I want to be a cop. And then we get the opportunity to hire him, and he's doing a great job. And it's just, those are really cool things that as we sit and talk about, when you see a family want to be part of our family, if that makes sense, it's pretty cool.
It's very well worded.
It's like my daughter, Jordan, getting involved and as a dispatcher, that's part of our team. And that's pretty humbling.
And, it's one thing for, to see this happen with anybody. Mm-hmm. We appreciate anybody jumping into this service. And I cannot stress that enough how appreciative I and this community is to anybody doing this. It really does mean something different. I grew up watching my dad, and I love boxing. I love hockey. Cannot get enough of them. I watch, right as soon as we're done here, if you guys want to, or something like that. But I also saw firsthand what it's like to be an athlete and to go through those things. And I learned real quick, that is not what I want to do for a living. I do not want to take a punch for a living. I see my dad do it. He can do it. That's not me. Yeah. I learned early on in that, for a kid to grow up in a family like that, to see every single day what it is like to put that badge on, put that uniform on, and that's what they want to do, just means a little bit more. It just adds to it a little bit more. It really tells you something. And again, as far as a recruiting tool to me, that's a great one right there of seeing so many people want to continue this and turn it almost into a family business, if you will, of wanting to continue to wear that badge. And it says a lot about the industry. It says a lot about the job.
It's I'm proud just to see that when you have family, part of the people, part of our law enforcement family, and then their family want to embark on this profession. It's pretty cool.
Nate, if people are curious about this Native American grant that we brought up and talked about and everything, want to encourage them to look into this online. Is there a website? Is there anything in particular that we could send them to? Or just throw it into your search bar and you should be able to find
it. If you search Wisconsin Department of Justice County Tribal Law Enforcement Agreement, that should bring you right to their website and bring you the information needed for that. Otherwise, don't hesitate to reach out to the Sheriff's Department and ask for me, and I can definitely assist with answering any questions. And if I don't know the answer, I'll definitely try to find the answer. But it's been definitely a great thing for our department to be able to work right with the Ho-Chunk Nation and continue that cooperation with them.
Appreciate that and the time and everything you're putting into things. Thanks, Nate. Thanks again for being here.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Sheriff, I know there were some issues, some things we wanted to talk about with Highway 10. Wanted to get to that.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we're having some issues up on Highway 10 from Marshfield extending over towards Stevens Point. That stretch was redone in 2011. And unfortunately, we've been seeing some tragedies. And most recently, a 17-year-old female, a Lincoln High School student, was killed recently on Highway 10. And getting a lot of phone calls, you know, of how dangerous some people feel that the highway is. We did pull some research, and since the new highway was done, I think we had either 9 or 10 fatalities. So we're going to work with the Department of Transportation. They oversee at least the signage and the design of Highway 10, not pointing any fingers, but we've gotten a lot of phone calls, you know, recently, just with the recent tragedy, and that's not the only person that's lost their life, and a lot of other people have gotten hurt, too. So we've got to do something together to try to make that highway safer. It's that's probably one of the hardest things that we have to investigate are traffic fatalities. And if there's something that can be done to make an environment safer, we should do it. We should do it together.
I don't mean to get you into a gray area here or anything, but is there something we could be doing right now just as citizens that we could be doing better?
Great question. Talk to your legislators. You know, that's where I would start. You know, John Spiros and I had a long conversation last week. I also spoke with Scott Soik, who works for Derek Van Orten, at length about this, and I will be speaking with Pat Destin as well. I think that's where you start with. Also, call your county board members. Let them be aware they know. But there's something that we need to do collectively together. You know, any option that can make any of the intersection, that's where we've been having the problems, are the cross intersections. Highway 186 is probably the biggest one, but there's also other ones out there that people sometimes struggle going across four lanes of traffic and not stopping, you know, in the intersection, in the middle, the median. And, you know, we've got to do something out there. So it's concerning. And I'm hoping that collectively with Department of Transportation, we can do something as far as change it. We're going to get out there and provide extra patrol and reaching out to the state patrol to do the same thing, especially at those busier times, you know, when school's getting out or school's starting, where you have especially a lot of the younger people that are driving out there that don't have as much experience as we do. But, you know, we've had people that have had numerous years of experience driving that have unfortunately been in a crash that somebody's life was lost. So that's not, it's hard to talk about because you're dealing with, especially a recent one with a 17-year-old. It's hard. The driver that did not pass, but the passenger did. You know, I knew him. He played football at Lincoln High School, and just look at the not only the physical injuries that he's going through, but also the mental health side of things when, you know, you were driving a vehicle that somebody died in. You know, I can't imagine it. But let's work together to try to prevent these kind of tragedies going on.
We will be keeping on this story, and we'll be both of us will be sharing and sharing with our audience more and more of this, and as conversations go on, and as Sheriff Becker told you and reminded us, hopefully that when it comes to our representatives, we are the boss. We are in charge. We put them in that position. It is important that we remind them of that sometimes with these kind of feedback like this. And reach out to them, encourage you to do that.
Yeah, please do.
Have some promotions going on. I felt a chill in the air, so that means the Polar Plunge is not far away as well.
No, that's coming fast. February 1st out at Anchor Bay again. Great venue. I'm glad it's back out there again. And, yeah, we've got a plunge team. Sheriff's Department has been doing it a long time. It's just a great community event, and the fundraising for Special Olympics is, you know, it can't get any better than that, in my opinion. Of course, I'm a little biased, you know, but it's been fun to do. It's not fun in the water, but, you know, you get out as quick as possible and find the nearest hot tub, and it's all good. It's a great cause, but very proud of the fact that our team, you know, our Sheriff's Department still has a team with people willing to do it. I don't know if Nate will or not, but, you know.
Well, we'll see.
You could ask.
Yeah. I was going to put him on the spot for a second.
A lot of our corrections officers have stepped up, but no, it's all about the cause and raising some money and having a good time. And again, please come out. If you're not going to plunge, please donate to a plunger. It doesn't have to be me or the sheriff's department, but if somebody that you know is plunging, please support them. It goes to a great cause, then come out. Like I said, the folks at Anchor Bay do a phenomenal job having this a great all-day event, and you'll have a lot of fun. And again, come out and support the cause. February 1st, Anchor Bay plunging will start at noon. And law enforcement usually goes first, but that'll be up to the powers that be that organize the event.
Looking forward to it. We'll be covering it. We'll be talking more about it as we get closer to it. Any other news and notes you wanted to get to in our last 5-10 minutes here?
Yeah. Well, I want to thank Dave Mosier. Every year he donates to our K-9 unit. And he probably won't like me saying it, but no, thank you, Dave, for the continued support. Your generosity is helping support our K-9 unit. And just the donations that we get from the community, I can tell you right now that the Sheriff's Department should never have to budget for another dog at all. With the donations that we have gotten throughout the last couple of years especially, we're going to be set up for purchasing dogs, equipment, training for, I think, ever, just the way it's looking at. Just a huge thank you to Dave and our foundation, our Acacia Foundation, going out and getting the donations and people supporting us is huge. And to kind of segue into that, that gives us an opportunity, to provide a service that not is only exclusive to Wood County, but around the state. Yesterday is a good example. The game kind of stunk. I don't even want to talk about the game, but there was a Packer game yesterday, and you can laugh all you want, but hey, it is what it is. The Packer-Bear game is always something that I treasure, because being originally from the Chicago area, my dad would take me to that game, mm-hmm. whether it was down at Soldier Field or when we moved to Stevens Point, that was the game. Yeah. And we've been owning, and I became a Packer fan. Everybody should know that. Mm-hmm. First time you go to Lambeau, you're hooked. But anyway, where I'm going with this is with Brandon Christensen, one of our lieutenants. He's recently promoted to that position, but he's been a canine handler for several years. Mm-hmm. And he has a unique dog. And that detects explosives, bingo. And Brown County or Green Bay PD reached out and said, hey, do you want to come and at least work the Packer games before the game starts because of, that specialized dog that we have? And absolutely. So I think this is the third game he's worked, but he doesn't want to do it anymore because their record when he comes to work the game is they've only won once out of three games. So he's like, I don't know if I want to go anymore.
That's
but, but it goes back to, the community donations, especially from our foundation, has given us the opportunity not only to serve Wood County, but, throughout the state for events, and even during the election season, he was called several times for either candidate just to go out and, make sure that, whatever happens for that event, it's safe, and it's unfortunate we're seeing what's going on in our country and kind of humbled in a way that we're being asked to help out. So it's still hard to, you look at what happened on New Year's Eve and our heart and prayers are out to the people in New Orleans. And, those are things that just shouldn't happen, mm-hmm. But anyway, circling back, at least mm-hmm. as a department, we can go out and help to try to make huge events safer.
Yeah, it feels like another one of these topics similar to the jail, where we start out talking about this, and this, and as it goes on, we discover more and more how important these things are and how many different things they can do. The K-9 department, I think, is one of the best examples of this, where you and I could spend the whole hour talking about the vital work that does on the job, but there's also the other end of this, of the PR part of this, and building bridges with communities that we founded our K-9 units, and they excel at and everything. Turns out people love dogs.
Yes, they do.
it's another one of those things that really, that there is so much to this. And it's to me, another reminder too of our officers, because there is very few officers out there that have just, this is what I do all day, every day, just this one particular thing. More than not, you guys are wearing multiple hats. Yeah. And it hopefully creates a little more empathy for us as citizens in what that is to do that. And what you sign up for and the added things that are put on there with that, it speaks to that, to me, and I think to others as well, and hopefully some appreciation of that.
Yeah, no, exactly right. And we're very, very fortunate that we have five dogs and, again, community funded. Everybody's met Lola, our therapy dog that Lieutenant Wagner is just doing a fantastic job with. I mean, she gets out not only dealing with, our inmate population and the calming effect that has, just being within the jail, but out in the community. Recently she did a kind of a fundraiser for, I think it was called Adopt a Grandparent over at Edgewater. What she did is brought Lola out into the courthouse and talking with all the courthouse employees, got some like toiletries and stuff, for the people living at Edgewater, and got a whole wagon full of stuff and delivered it. And those are ideas that she comes up with too. Like what we talked about with Nate getting out in the community, and she's, doing that as well, and very proud of her as well for going there. But just circling back, I mean, we wouldn't have that opportunity if it wasn't for the community support, and that's something that we're always going to appreciate.
Well, it goes both ways, because that support comes because we've seen for decades consistent and appreciative, a community that respects its department because the department respects the community.
Right.
It goes both ways. And you back things like that. You support things like that. So it's a mutually beneficial thing that we appreciate, and always appreciate the time from you guys, especially with everything that is going on in any day. For you guys to be able to take an hour to hang out with us, inform our community and everything, and really have that no middleman kind of process. It's just you straight up to the audience. As we're starting a new year here and another year of doing this every month, I'm appreciative of it, and I know I'm not alone. There's others out there that are. You guys stay safe out there. Happy New Year to you and yours. And thank you again for the time. And great to meet you. So, Nate, well, good to meet you. We'll see you again. He's going to bring you back in, man. He did too good of a job. You're going to definitely come back. Thank you both for the time. And, of course, a big thank you to our friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Deeply appreciate the work they do. Do yourself a favor. Go to your search bar on YouTube and subscribe to the work they are doing over there. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, we are locally grown radio.